Deputy Chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Lennox Bowman, said this year's festival was another huge success. He made this statement at the close of the Nine Mornings Festival this morning in Kingston. Bowman announced that Richland Park was adjudged the best Christmas community for 2025.
In the best Nine Mornings community in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in 2025, in fourth position, Spring Village. In third position, Barrowley. In second position, Stubbs. And in first position, Richland Park. You guys really miss out a lot when you don't go to these. In the best Christmas community, in fourth position, Barrowley. In third position, Top Vermont. In second position, Stubbs. And the winner of the best Christmas community in St. Vincent and the Grenadines for 2025 is Richland Park. I want to thank you very much for supporting them.
Bowman also announced winners for the Vinlick National Best Lit Community Category overall competition.
The overall national winners in the Vinlick National Champions Best Community Lighting Competition: in fourth position, Stubbs. In third position, Richland Park. In second position, Rose Hall. And the winner in the Best Lit Community Competition, it's back in town after many, many years. The first prize winner is Tong Hill.
Deputy Chairman of the National Nine Mornings Committee, Lennox Bowman. In other results for this year's festival, in the Best Nativity Scene category, Olivia De Silva of Canaan took the first position, followed by Mokito Stanley from Chansey in second position, while the Barrowley Square took the third position, followed by Wendy Bino of Daphne in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Garden category, Villa Top at the Hall's Residence took the first position, followed by Alan Mollerin and Alicia McKenzie of Dubois in the second position, while Fitzhughes at the school ground took the third position, followed by Beckway Pentecostal at the church ground in fourth position. In the Best Lit Commercial Building category, Correz City Store took the first position, followed by Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines in second position, while Laview Hotel took the third position, followed by Lanes in fourth. In the Best Lit Private House category, Zone 1, Dylan Ferdinand of Chateau Belair took the first position, followed by Glenroy Pear of Pitty Bodell in second position, while Jimmy Samuel of Rylan Hill took the third position, followed by Everal Innes of Rosebank in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Private House category, Zone 2, Mokito Stanley of Chansey took the first position, followed by Zachary O'Dane of Greenhill in second position. In the Best Lit Private House category, Zone 3, Olivia De Silva of Canaan took the first position, followed by Yvette Fitzpatrick of Bridgetown in second position, while Wendy Bino of Daphne took the third position, followed by Jose and Maxfield Hooper in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Private House category, Zone 4, Anthony Jardine of Chili Village took the first position, followed by Ahmed Batiste of Sandy Bay in second position. In the Best Lit Private House category, Zone 5, Lornette and Cope Gurley of Unionvale Beckway took the first position. In the Vinlick Best Lit Private House National Competition overall, Mokito Stanley of Chansey took the first position, followed by Zachary O'Dane of Greenhill in second position, while Anthony Jardine of Chili Village took the third position, followed by Olivia De Silva of Canaan in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Community category, Zone 1, Rose Hall took the first position, followed by Barrowley in second position, while Rosebank took the third position, followed by Sharps Chateau Belair in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Community category, Zone 2, Tong Hill took the first position, followed by Rocks and Planet in Sharps in second, while Camden Park Bridge took the third position, followed by Sion Hill in fourth. In the Best Lit Community category, Zone 3, Richland Park took the first position, followed by Stubbs in second, while Bridgetown took the third position, followed by Glenside Recreational Facility in the fourth position. In the Best Lit Community category, Zone 4, Dixon Village took the first position, followed by Owia in second position, while Georgetown Wesleyan Holiness Ground took the third position. in the best lit community category Zone 5. Port Elizabeth at the Almond Tree in Beckway took the first position, followed by Paget Farm Square in Beckway in second position. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.